Harvard announced today that all instruction will be delivered online for the entire academic year coming up, and it's inviting only 40% of its undergraduates to live on campus. Other colleges are deciding whether they'll do something similar, but either way, incoming freshmen are going to have a very different kind of college experience this year. High school students looking at applying to college are also facing a lot of uncertainty. Lisa Maselli joins us now. She's director of college counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, my high school in Urbana, Illinois. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, and lots to talk about, and let's start with testing because it's different this year. The SAT canceled spring test dates. Tests won't be offered again until the fall. The ACT is offering limited summer dates, but many colleges, including the University of California system, UT Austin, Princeton, Stanford, have decided that they won't require them for admission, at least for the next year. What does this mean for college applicants? Should they be concerned about taking these tests?
That's a great question, because this is the time of year where the rising seniors, so this year's class of 2021, would always be diligently doing test prep. Now, you have to kind of decide, is it worth it? I have been counseling students to say, look, the reality is if you can call every college, really get an answer, you may not have to study for these at all. You may find out not needed. But the reality is things change daily. So unless they really are 100% sure where they're applying, I don't know. I've been telling some students it's not necessarily a bad thing if you just have an insurance policy. Do 3-4 hours a week of some testing, prep on your own, maybe take some practice exams. But as a rising senior, Jeremy, would I want to study for exams not even knowing if they're going to be needed or not? I'd probably start calling colleges and doing my research to see if my return on investment of time is even needed.
It sounds like it's making it a lot more difficult from what you're saying for students right now, not knowing, between colleges what they're going
to
do.
Right. I mean, I have to say as a high school counselor, what I love to just hear everyone say, test optional for the class of 2021. The uncertainty is being relieved by some colleges, but it's still kind of being dragged along by others. But I think they're going to try to have those conversations to say, in the best interest of these students who have faced literally the most unique educational circumstances in our history, are these exams really needed when the whole goal of admissions is to build a vibrant class of students? You know, we've talked before about how testing is so controversial anyway. I think this is the time for this to be very much dissected by every admissions officer to decide how valuable is this data for us.
Speaking of uncertainty, the other thing we don't know in a lot of cases is whether colleges are going to be open in the fall on campus or whether they're going to be having people attend online classes. How is that affecting students and their decisions about where they'll go and whether they'll go and whether they want to defer their admission to college?
So the majority of students either had to decide by May 1 or if the college extended to June 1, June 15th, to send off that deposit to a school. The colleges have been offering lots of grace and patience with students to say, look, we realize that even as the summer evolves, you may start rethinking things, potentially even want to do a gap year. So they're expecting what they call sometimes the summer slide regarding losing students over the summer. But I have to say, for the colleges that I have been on webinars with and have received updates from, they were over-predicting lots of gap year requests. And that really hasn't happened. Students are anxious to know, is this going to be a combination of hybrid learning? Will I be home and then on campus at certain points? If they do try to do a hybrid learning environment, Jeremy, the question has become, do we maybe bring freshmen back just for fall semester? And sophomores and juniors stay home and learn online. What about housing? They want a room now with only one person in a room instead of having roommates. Everyone is just waiting to see what's going to happen in fall. So unfortunately, students and families just have to be patient, keep in touch with the colleges, call them anytime they feel anxious, because the colleges are there to help them. Nobody wants to have a student feel like they are captive and stuck going to a college if things in their life are changing and they're starting to question their decision.
Well, do you think that COVID-19 is going to make college admissions more competitive with colleges admitting fewer students next year?
Right now, colleges are not predicting that at all. They're not predicting that it's going to be a more rigorous admission cycle for this new application round. I'm hoping now if students can de-emphasize the testing pressure and focus on once again exploring who they are at their core and how colleges will allow them to grow and thrive, that this can be a win-win for everybody.
We are in the middle of the summer at this point, which is a time when a lot of students who are heading to college might do a summer job or an internship or play sports. Of course, a lot of that has changed. A lot of that has been canceled. What should students be doing to make the most of this summer, especially if colleges and universities are looking at what they are doing and judging them based on what they're doing?
You know, that's an excellent question because so many students had bought into that mindset as if summer had to be a formally entered, you know, item on their resume. And if something that was now on their agenda or they had applied for has now been canceled, there's that mentality as if, oh my gosh, I'm going to look weaker because that experience has now been eliminated for me. What I want students to remember is summer itself has not been canceled. Maybe a summer job didn't come to fruition. Maybe that camp you were going to go to learn bioengineering now had to be canceled. Curiosity cannot be stopped. Students now have to be more creative. But what I don't want to happen is students to have this pressure on them now as if, oh my gosh, in the summer of COVID-19, I have to prove that I've changed the world. Or I have to make sure that I have sewn 3,000 masks because I'm sure everyone else is.
Or come up with a cure for COVID-19.
Thank you. Right. Or to literally feel like now I better get into some virtual research lab and show that I'm working on a cure. So what they really have to do is just think about, is there something new I'd like to try? Is there a joy that I'd like to rekindle? And basically just find ways to prove you are finding ways to engage with your own curiosities and your growth.
Let's talk about finances because tens of millions of Americans have lost their jobs over the last few months, temporarily or permanently. Obviously, many of those people are going to be parents of students, and maybe some of those students were headed off to college. Have the universities been helpful in terms of helping people adjust to changing financial situations?
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, it's even been offering and extending even more grace to those families, because if, for instance, let's say the college had a June 1 reply date, but the family was in conversations with them, or they needed to have a letter from their employer to explain changes in their employment status, colleges have been extending that deadline and saying, look, if we need to work on appealing financial aid with you through the summer, we are willing to work with you on that. The number one goal of colleges, especially with financial aid, is to always focus on who are the neediest families who need to come. So I don't want to speak on behalf of all colleges. I'm sure there are some students and families listening who may have had to let go of a dream school because of the financial new reality of their family and maybe ended up going to a different school. Community colleges have seen a surge because of all of these financial woes.
Finally, let me just ask you, as students at your high school, my high school, ended the school year and had to do their graduation virtually and had to, you know, just do things in a weird way. How was that? How did they handle that?
Again, it was nice to be together virtually. It never, ever could replace what the ceremony is and what it means to our students and to our faculty and families. So I know that for us to at least acknowledge and give them their yard signs and make sure that they felt celebrated and seen, I think that that was appreciated by everybody. But absolutely, we are a school that is talking about when and how we will do a full ceremony that replicates all of the traditions that we're known for at our school so that every student goes through what they were looking forward to, and crossing our fingers that there'll be a time that we can actually announce when that can be.
That is Lisa Maselli, the Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois. Lisa, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.